ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभां व्यास शंकर मध्यमां अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्तां वंदे गुरु परंपरां श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्ति भेद विभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्त देहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ओम सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति शांति शांतिः ओम भद्रं कर्णे भिश्रुणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागंसस्तनुभिः व्यशेम देवहितैर्यदायुः अस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ओम शांति शांति शांतिः प्रज्ञानां शुप्रतानै स्थिरचरनिकर व्यापिभर्व्याप्य लोकान् भुक्त्वा भोगान् स्थविष्ठान् पुनरपि धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् पीत्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् विशेषान् स्वपिति मधुरभुङ् पिति मधुरभुङ् मायया भोजयन्नः यया भोजयन्नः माया संख्यातुरीयम् संख्यातुरीयम् परममृतमजम् परममृतमजम् ब्रह्म यत् तन्नतोऽस्मि तोऽस्मि यो विश्वात्मा विधिजविषयान् प्राश्यभोगान् स्थविष्ठान् प्राश्यभोगान् स्थविष्ठान् पश्चाच्चान्यान् पश्चाच्चान्यान् स्वमतिविभवान् स्वमतिविभवान् ज्योतिषस्वेन सूक्ष्मान् ಸ್ವೇನ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮಾನ್ ಸರ್ವಾನೇತಾನ್ ಪುನರಪಿಶನೈ ಪುನರಪಿಶನೈ ಸ್ವಾತ್ಮನಿಸ್ಥಾಪಯಿತ್ವಾ ಹಿತ್ವಾ ಸರ್ವಾನ್ ವಿಶೇಷಾನ್ ವಿಗತ ಗುಣಗಣ ಪಾತ್ವಸೋ ನಸ್ತುರಿಯಃ ಗುಣಗಣ ಪಾತ್ವಸೋ ನಸ್ತುರಿಯಃ ವಿಗತ ಗುಣಗಣ ಅಸೌ ತುರಿಯಃ ನಃ ಪಾತು We have to see the 19th karika. Gaudapada Acharya wants to reinforce the teaching which has already been given in the previous verses. By way of reinforcing the teaching, he again helps us understand, see closely the fallacies in, logical fallacies in, even many other small philosophers. Sankhya, Vaisheshika, yeah, they're all giant philosophers. Some other philosophers, their own simple views. He wants to, just without even mentioning the names, he just wants to, you know, show the logical fallacies in them. See, it has been made very clear. This absolute reality, ultimate truth, is formless. Being formless, abstract, subtlest. There's nothing subtler than the reality. And being formless, being abstract and subtlest, it is all pervasive. So, arupatvam brahmanaha swarupam. Being arupatvam, being the swarupam, we say sukshmatamatvam. Utmost subtleness is the nature of the reality. So, sukshma tamattvam being the nature of reality, we say reality is all pervasive, absolutely all pervasive. There's nothing which is as pervasive as Brahman. That's why we say sarvagatatvam. This is not something new, which is, I'm just repeating today. Sarvagatatvam, all pervasiveness. Once we say absolute all pervasiveness is the swarupam of Brahman, sarvagatatvam, then naturally, Brahman cannot have what? No, niravayavatvam. Niravayavatvam means what? Partlessness is the nature. An all pervasive thing cannot have parts. Listen, part means there is some division. Isn't it? Partlessness, niravayavatvam. An all-pervasive reality not only cannot have parts, not only niravayavatvam is the nature of the reality, also nirvikaratvam, changelessness, is also must be the nature of the reality, because change implies motion, isn't it? Changeless, nirvikaratvam is the nature of the reality. You say nature intrinsic, swarupam. And not only that, nirvikaratvam, therefore changelessness being the nature, partlessness being the nature, okay, we also say it, Brahman can never have the status of being the cause. Akaranatvam. So Brahman can never be the cause of anything, which means nothing can come into existence from Brahman really. Therefore, there cannot be something called the effect, a real effect, real product which has come into existence from Brahman. Therefore, we have to account for the universe now. Therefore, this entirety of the objective universe, including one's body, mind, sense complex, which is of the nature of, which is elemental, material, and inert in its nature, is only an appearance of that Brahman. Being an appearance of Brahman, it is non-different from Brahma, which is Brahman is non-separate from this universe. So all that, and that Brahma, that abstract, most abstract, subtlest, formless, changeless, indivisible, partless reality is ever of the nature of knowing, ever of the nature of consciousness, awareness. And that reality is implied by the term Brahman or Atma, is I myself am. I myself am that Brahman. Therefore, from the standpoint of, because already the body, mind, sense complex we include in the objective universe. I is hanging now, okay? Brahma. Therefore, the whole universe exists in me, the awareness, non-separate from it. This is how the non-duality being the reality, oneness being the reality, has been established. So non-dual reality or non-duality itself implies the reality only. Non-duality or non-dual reality is satyam. And this, the so-called appearance in terms of the jagat is mithya. So there are two orders of the reality. Satyam is absolute reality. Mithya is not unreality. Mithya is empirical reality or relative reality. Absolute and empirical realities can coexist, being two orders, different orders of reality. So Brahman can never undergo any change to become the universe. There's no becoming. Being is the very nature of the reality, Brahma. That's why we say existence is the nature of the reality. This consciousness is of the nature of being, existence. This is how we understand even that reality consciousness alone is in the form of existence of the entirety of the universe. You can never separate, isn't it? If we separate Brahman from Jagat, Jagat will lose its existence. We cannot separate it. Even if we think of separating it, it will lose its existence. It's like turning the light off, then all the opaque things shining in the light suddenly will become veiled in the darkness and they lose their status of being existent. Same, therefore, This is the main teaching. This is the teaching. But here we have different philosophers. But all these philosophers or different systems of philosophy uniformly accept one thing, that the universe is karyam, product. All of them accept the universe is the karyam. So in Vedanta Shastram also, we say universe is as though effect. The only one person who does not accept, okay, is the Purvamimamsakaha. And Purvamimamsakaha is of the view, for him, universe is not the product. Because for him, universe is eternal. Product means you have to say what? It comes and goes. But for him, it is eternal. So how can it be eternal? It means he must understand that what is eternal. Eternal is Satyam. Satyam is that which has no beginning, which has no end, and which has no dependent existence. Isn't it? So eternal means it cannot have a beginning and end. But we see the universe having beginning and end. It has a beginning, it ends, again it comes back. That's okay. But still it has a beginning and end. Therefore, we leave him also aside. But all other philosophers uniformly are of the view that this universe is a product. But where the problem comes? When they present their theories of creation, they all say this is the cause from which the universe has come. So Sankhya philosopher will say, Prakriti is the cause from which the universe has come. So universe is an effect. Vaisheshika will say Paramanu is the cause from which the universe has come. How universe got formulated. So different views are there. But none of them ever thought of the, if at all they say, they point out the cause, it's only material cause. None of them ever thought of the intelligent cause, the efficient cause. One thing. And if at all they say there's a material cause, and that material cause for them is Parinami Upadana Karanam. It's a cause which undergoes a change. Because any cause has to undergo change to become an effect. So because they hold on to material aspects as the cause, they say for that material cause is Parinami Upadana Karanam. So, we can say they are Parinami Vadis. It's also called Parinama Vadaha. Who state that the cause undergoes a change to become the effect. Okay. Of course, we have relatively there are parinama happens. Any cause has to undergo change to become an effect. That is within the realm of relatively real material world. But with reference to the entirety of the cosmos, when you talk about the universe, there is no such a thing called Parinami Upadana Karanam. And how does Shastram present here? Shastram says, this Brahman, the absolute reality, is not only the material cause of the universe, Brahman is also an intelligent cause of the universe. So, Brahman is Abhinna Nimitta Upadana Karanam. And having this status of being one inseparable intelligent and material causes of the universe alone, even Brahman also temporarily has this status of being the Lord, Ishwaratvam. அபின்ன நிமித்த உபாதான காரணம். ஓகே, வென் யூ சே அபின்ன நிமித்த உபாதான காரணம், நெக்ஸ்ட் க்வெஸ்சன் கம்ஸ், உபாதான காரணம் ஆல்சோ, வென் யூ சே பிரம்மன் இஸ் உபாதான காரணம், பிரம்மன் இஸ் நாட் பரிணாமி உபாதான காரணம், பட் பிரம்மன் இஸ் விவர்த்த உபாதான காரணம். Without undergoing any change, Brahman is as though cause, which means Brahman is not real material cause. Brahman is as though cause of the universe. Just as rope. What is rope? Is it? Rope appears as a snake without undergoing any change. Rope remaining as rope, still it appears as a snake or a streak of water. And waker doesn't undergo any change. The waker alone remaining as the observer of the dream, remaining as the observation of the dream, remaining as the observed dream, as a subject of the dream experience, as the instrument of dream experience, as the object of dream experience, one waker remains without undergoing any change. For which the waker must have what? Support of sleep. You can't, if somebody says, I dream, keeping awake means that's a different problem, isn't it? That is not real dream. Daydream is not real dream, isn't it? Daydream means keeping awake dreaming. That's not a dream, that is a problem. Okay. That's a different psychological problem. That is taken care of. In the same way, Brahman also, now during the sleep of Maya, appears as this jagat. Knower jagat, subject of knowledge of the jagat, an instrument of knowledge of the jagat, and the known object of knowledge of knowledge, jagat. With the triputi bheda, enjoying the seeming difference as the knower, knowledge and the known, one Brahman alone appears. The abheda, bheda rahita Brahma, the reality which is absolutely free from differences, which is indivisible, undivided, appears to be the world of duality with the differences, with this triputi bheda, threefold difference as the knower, known, knowledge. It's all mithya. That is why we say, just as the dream world doesn't have existence by itself, independently without outside of the waker, the snake doesn't have existence outside of the rope, so this jagat also has no independent existence outside of Brahma. It is non-separate from Brahma. That is why it is appearance. That's why yesterday in the class we understood non-duality is not absence. Non-duality is not absence of duality, but in spite of the appearance of duality, what is non-dual reality? It is Brahma. So Gaudapada Acharya wants to make it very clear here. Is it possible to become, to appear as the universe without undergoing change? Yes, it is possible. Let us see here. So here, Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces the 19th verse. ద్వైతం అద్వైత భేద ద్వైతం అద్వైత భేద మీన్స్ వాట్ పేజ్ 424 అదర్ స్వామిజీ వాస్ గోయింగ్ టు సే పేజ్ 24 ఇట్ వాస్ లాస్ట్ 19th బిఫోర్ ది వర్స్ దేర్స్ అ కబాషిం ద్వైతం అద్వైత భేద వాట్ ఈస్ డ్యువాలిటీ ఇట్స్ అ స్మాల్ డెఫినేషన్ నో వాట్ ఈస్ డ్యువాలిటీ డ్యువాలిటీ ఈస్ నథింగ్ బట్ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ ఆఫ్ నాన్ డ్యువల్ రియాలిటీ నాన్ డ్యువాలిటీ అద్వైతస్య భేద ద్వైతం అద్వైత భేద ద్వైతం You can say duality is a seeming effect, product of the non-dual reality. Ityukte, now what happens now, some people have some doubt. Dvaitam api, it's a doubt, okay? Dvaitam api advaitavat paramartha sat syat. Here Kuru Pakshi's doubt is presented. Okay, if dvaitam is advaita bedaha dvaitam he doesn't say dvaitam is the product of he takes the word bedaha as only literally product okay that's why we prefer using the word manifestation this is our understanding dvaitam advaita bedaha means what duality is manifestation appearance of non dual reality the bedaha means what modification vikaraha So it's a product. So they do not understand vivarta. They have no clue of intelligent cause. Okay, we can include. Okay, with these all these philosophers who do not even think of intelligent cause includes our modern scientist. Okay, when. Modern scientist also is included in this list of philosophers who do not think of the intelligent cause. Anyway, so what here according to him, bedaha is a product. If duality is the product of advaitam, non-duality, he says what? Advaitam paramartha sat. Advaitam is paramartha sat. Advaitam is absolutely real. Means param advaita. See, advaitam is paramartha sat. Therefore, if karanam is real, karyam also must be real. Generally, karanasya gunaha karye anuvartante. This one law is there. Okay, whatever is the attributes of the cause must be found in the effect also. There's one law. If gold is yellow, chain also must be yellow. Chain cannot become blue. It also must be, if it's shining, it also must shine. Okay. So, like the cause, so the effect. So he says, if the cause is real, paramartha sat advaitam is the karanam, dvaitam api paramartha sat Syat. Duality also then should be real. A duality also may be taken as real. The syat, na, the verb is very funny. Duality must be real. Duality may be real. You can take both meanings. Kasichite Ashanka. If such a doubt is there on the part of any philosopher, of course there many people have the doubt. Ashanka iti. Doubt must be there. Iti ataha. Thus, thinking of such a doubt, possibility of such a doubt on the part of philosophers, aha. Gurupacharya okay, gives answer in the following 19th karika. Let us read the karika. He says, మాయయా భిద్యతే హేతత్ மாயையா வித்யதே ஹேதத் நான்யதாஜம் கதஞ்சன நான்யதாஜம் கதஞ்சன மாயையா வித்யதே ஹேதத் வித்யதே ஹேதத் நான்யதாஜம் கதஞ்சன நான்யதாஜம் கதஞ்சன தத்வதோ வித்யமானேஹி தத்வதோ வித்யமானேஹி மர்த்யதாமம்ருதம் வ்ரஜேத் மர்த்யதாமம்ருதம் வ்ரஜேத் தத்வதோ வித்யமானேஹி வித்யமானேஹி மர்த்யதாமம்ருதம் வ்ரஜேத் மர்த்யதாமம்ருதம் வ்ரஜேத். Let me make the verse first clear. He says, ஏதத் அஜம். அஜம் means unborn reality. This unborn reality, birthless reality, reality, மாயையா வித்யதே, மாயையா வித்யதே, okay, manifests as this universe, manifests as this universe, appears as this universe, only through Maya, Mayaya, through its own inexplicable, unmanifest, the power called Maya, through its own power known as Maya, inexplicable power, knowing power known as Maya, it as though appears as the universe. Ajam Mayaya Bhidyate. Vidyate means what? As though, manifests as, appears as. This unborn, birthless, abstract reality, Brahma, appears as universe, appears as this universe, only through Maya, only because of its inexplicable power called Maya. Kathanchana na anyatha. Kathanchana na anyatha. Not by any, there's no other reason. There's no other reason for Brahman to be appearing as the universe. So the first sentence itself, the one sentence, Gaudapada Acharya says, universe is not a modified form of Brahman. It is not really real product. Universe is not real product. Universe is only appearance of Brahman. Just as a snake is not produced by the rope. Snake is not produced from the rope. Out of rope, it's only appearance of the rope. Similarly here, so dream is not produced by the dream, by waker, created by the dreamer. As though, again in the same way here, it's only appearance, manifestation of Brahma. Na kathanchana anyatha, na anyatha kathanchana. Not at all by any other way. It means the one indivisible, undivided, partless reality, Brahma, as though has undergone change, and as okay, undergone change and appears as though, okay, to be many only through Maya. first sentence. Na anyatha kathanchana. Kathanchana na anyatha means what? Not at all in any other way. Na kathanchana anyatha. Not at all in any other way. Okay. And he gives the reason. Why? Why? What's the reason? The reason he gives in the next sentence. What next sentence? Tattvataha vidyamane. Vidyamana means what? Being divided, being undergoing changes. Vidyamane, really, if it divides and undergoes changes, then what happened? Amritam martyatam vrajet. Amritam, this reality which is always implied by the term immortal. Because of its nature of immortality, isn't it? Amritam, this unborn immortal reality, Brahman, would attain, would have the status of being mortal. Martyatam vrajet. The immortal reality would become immortal, would tend to be immortal, the mortal, if it undergoes a change. The immortal reality would tend to be mortal if it really undergoes a change. Undergoes a change if it really divides, okay, become divides into two and many and as the universe. Divides means what? It undergoes a change. Tattvataha means really vidyamane. If really Brahman undergoes a change, then amritam martyatam vraje. Martyata means mortality. Amritam, the immortal reality, martyatam vrajet, would tend to be mortal. It is not possible. This is the literal meaning of the Karika. So now, let us see how Shankar Bhagavatpada helps us understand. Yet paramarth, we are going to understand what Maya is. What Maya is, that which is not is Maya. That which is really not is Maya. That which is as though is Maya. Is it not real? It is not at all there. No, it is there. Because we understand, we go through problems caused by Maya. But is real? No. That's why what? It is mithya. Anirvachaniya. It is inexplicable. It is not definable as real. It is not definable as unreal also. It is mithya. Maya itself is mithya. The Maya caused universe, how can it be real? It must be mithya also. As though. Okay. So Shankara Bhagavatpada explains now. Yat paramarthasat. Paramarthasat advaitam. What is paramarthasat? Absolute reality, the ultimate truth, is paramarthasat. What is paramarthasat here? Advaitam, the non-dual reality is absolute reality. Non-duality is absolute reality. And this absolutely real non-dual reality, mayaya bhidyate, mayaya bhidyate. Okay? It becomes manifest through Maya. It as though undergoes a change through Maya. Vidyate, Maya vidyate. It appears as the universe, manifests through Maya. The universe is not mentioned, I'm adding the word, okay? Maya vidyate. Now, even to say this, okay, it's only through Maya it manifests. Which means Brahman really doesn't undergo any change. What does it mean? Does not undergo any change means is Brahman is what? Vivarta upadana karanam. Now the question comes. It is possible to ask, is this word vivarta? Is Brahman mentioned anywhere in any Upanishads? It is vivarta upadana karanam. No. The unchanging, non-transforming cause. Vivarta upadana karanam, material cause of the universe. The word vivarta is not mentioned in any of the Upanishads. But still, this is the word specifically brought into the teaching by the acharyas. How did they bring it? Not on their own. Unchanging. That which remains always the same. That vivarta. Visheshena vartate, isn't it? That remains always. So, see in the Upanishads, in Taittiriya Upanishad, Katho Upanishad, of course, many Upanishads, wherever Srishti is discussed, and there are many other statements also, which means to say that Brahman is the Vivarta Upadana Karanam, definitely, they must have thoroughly analyzed the meanings of the mantras. This thorough analysis of the meanings of the mantras, they must have done, strictly following the rules, niyamas pertaining to the way of analysis. So this analysis of the meanings of the mantras, correctly connecting the mantras, arriving at the right meaning is what is possible. And the teachings of specific shastram for us, that's a discipline itself. What are the rules to be followed in analyzing the mantras? How they must be analyzed, thereby how the right meaning can be arrived at. That itself forms a shastram called a Mimamsa Shastram. We have the Purva Mimamsa Shastram, Uttara Mimamsa Shastram called Brahma Sutrani, isn't it? So, through the analysis, proper analysis of mantras, following the rules pertinent to the Mimamsa Shastram, acharyas, okay, they establish the Brahman is Vivarta Upadana Karanam. So, for that, what is the, even though the word Vivartam is not mentioned in the Upanishads, still, it is understood from the Shastram only. Therefore, it is said, this understanding through the analysis, correctly assuming, okay, Brahman being the non-transforming, unchanging cause of the universe. For which, what is the pramanam? Shruti Arthapati Pramanam. Shruti Arthapatti Pramanam means Shruti is the Pramanam through the analysis, right analysis of the statements of the meanings of the statements of the Shastram. When any fact is arrived at, and for that fact, we say Shruti Artha means of Arji Shruti Arthapatti Pramanam. That fact is arrived at through the assumed through the Pramanam. The fact assumed through the proper analysis of the mantras. Shruti Arthapatti Pramanam. Okay. Just I want to mention in between, that's all. It is not very important, but still I want to mention. But suppose somebody comes and asks, where is it said in the Upanishads? You can't say, there's no specific mention, isn't it? Okay. Now, Therefore, definitely, this entire world of duality, involving plurality and multiplicity, is only manifestation of Brahman through Maya. Vidyate. Mayaya vidyate. Paramarthasat advaitam mayaya vidyate. Mayaya eva vidyate. Appears as the universe, world of duality only through Maya. And he gives example. How he etat, this is like this, okay? Appearance of the duality of the universe. Brahman appearing as the world of duality is like this. He says, Taimirika Aneka Chandravat. Number one example. Taimirika Aneka Chandravat. Like, what means like? Okay, it is like Taimirika Aneka Chandraha. How many moons are there? Chandraha is only one, isn't it? But Aneka Chandraha, there are many suns in the perception of a person who has defective vision. Taimirikam. Taimira means darkness. Okay? Taimirikam means, Taimirikam is not being able to see properly. Okay, defective vision. So the defective vision might be caused by cataract or any other problem. Glaucoma or glaucoma, so many problems they say. Okay. Taimirika. So Taimirika, Taimirikena Aneka Chandraha Yasya. The person in whose perception there are many moons, even though moon is one, because of the problem in his eyes, because of his limitation in his vision, defective vision, caused by cataract, etc. Similarly, here also what? This world of duality also, the one Brahman, only Brahman appears as the world of plurality. Which means there is what? Taimirikam. Where is the defect? In our perception also there is error. That's what. So moon doesn't become many. Moon is only one. But you see the moon as many because of the problem in your perception. In the same way, the Brahma is only Brahma. Really, there is no world of plurality, duality. Really, it is not. It is as though. And this, but we mistake this as though real world of duality to be real world of duality because of the defect in our perception. Defective perception. Okay. So, Taimirika Aneka Chandraha is a person with the person who sees many moons because of his, okay, defective vision. Okay. Like him. Then, Rajjuhu Sarpadaradibhihi. Next example. Rajjuhu Sarpadaradibhihi. Iva. Iva also means like. Vat means like. Iva also means like. Rajjuhu Sarpadaradibhihi Iva. Just as rope appears as snake, or sometimes rope appears as what? A streak of water, a line of water also. Rope can appear. How does rope appear as snake? How does rope appear as streak of water? Again, defect is where? In our perception. Because of defective perception, not clear perception. So, sarpadaradibhihi, just as the rope appears as snake or a streak of water, etc. Bedehi iva, paramarthataha. Paramarthataha. Because of, it's only appears as though many. As though it has divided into many. As though it has undergone changes into many. Vedehiva. Brahman appears. Paramarthataha na. So Shankaracharya says, na paramarthataha. Really, Brahman has not undergone change. Really, Brahman has not become the world of plurality. The world of divine. Paramarthataha na. And he gives the reason also. Why this Brahman, otherwise said to be Atma, has not really become the world. He gives the reason. Niravayavat. Niravayavatvat. Niravayavatvam is the reason. As Brahman is ever of the nature of indivisibility. Okay. Partlessness. Niravayavatvat. See, niravayavatvam, I had to understand again. Niravayavatvat, due to its partlessness, indivisible nature, Brahman can never undergo any change to become something, isn't it? So Brahman has not really become the world. Brahman appears as though the world of plurality, world of duality, because of Maya. So Maya is capable of, isn't it, causing such perception. Okay. Now he explains, savayavam, hi avayavat, avayava anyatatvena bhidyate. Savayavam means anything which has parts. Anything which has parts, limbs. Literally, it means anything which has limbs also. Anything which has parts means what? Any assemblage. Anything which is an assemblage of many spare parts. Anything which is an assemblage of many spare parts. Anything which is put together intelligently, which serves a purpose, is subject to fall apart. Subject to fall apart. Isn't it? That's why all our cars and everything we had to repair then and there. And then also our physical body also, isn't it? We had to take her in between, had to go to doctors and meet. These problems are because of savayavatvam. Savayavatvam means what? Being, having the status of being put together, isn't it? As an assemblage of many spare parts, many aspects or many components or many factors, isn't it? Savayavatvam. So, savayavam, he, avayava anyathatvena bidyate. Anyathatvam. Avayava anyathatvam means becoming different. Anything, any assemblage, okay, is constituted of many spare parts or many aspects, factors, naturally can undergo change to be different from what it is. Anyathatvena vidya. Anyathatvam means becoming different. Anyathatvam means becoming different. So it is possible for it to undergo change and to be different from what it is. But what about Brahman? Brahman is, nature of Brahman is niravayavatvam. Partlessness. Brahman is not any composite of many factors. It is not assembled factor. It's one abstract, formless, only reality. Okay. Therefore, here he says, yad yatha mrid ghatadi bhedehi. Mrid means here clay. Mrit clay. This clay has a form. Form means what's available for, you can see through physical eyes. the clay which is perceptible, which has a certain form, is subject to change. Therefore, it can undergo changes to become different earthenware, such as pot, etc. Mrit ghatadi bhedehi bhidyate. In the same way, Brahman does not become undergo any changes. Tasmat, because of that reason, nir avayavam ajam, this partless, unborn reality Brahma, na kathanchana, not at all, na kenachidapi prakarena, not by any means, okay, not at all by any means, na bhidyate, does not undergo any change, does not really become the world of duality. It appears as the world of duality, does not become the world of duality undergoing changes. Iti abhiprayaha is what is said here. Okay. Tattvataha bhidyamane. Now he gives another reason. Tattvataha bhidyamane. If really it undergoes change, what would have happened then? He amritam ajam advayam. Ajam amritam advayam. Look at this. Unborn, immortal reality, non-dual reality. Swabhavataha. See, swabhavataha ajam advayam. Amritam ajam san. This absolute reality by its very nature remaining unborn, immortal. Martyatam rajet. It would attain mortality. So here, it is completely wrong. Know why? We say, by its very nature, swabhavataha ajam. Swabhavataha amritam. It's by nature, it is immortal. It's by nature, okay, unborn. But what we say now? That Brahman, martyatam vrajet, if it really undergoes a change. He gives an example. Yatha agnihi shitatam. Imagine if we think of fire becoming cold. It is like saying fire, it is like fire becoming cold. Fire can never have the status of being cold. I think it's shitatam. Agnihi shitatam. Never, it can never attain shitata. Never become cold. Why? Because that's the nature. Being hot is the intrinsic nature. What is intrinsic? We're going to understand later on. He's going to explain in the following verses. He could define what is intrinsic nature. Okay. Tatticha anishtam. That is not at all desirable. Not desirable means what? It contradicts the reason. It contradicts our reason, isn't it? Oh, fire has become cold, if we say, how it is not acceptable for you, because it goes against your pramanam. It goes against your reasoning, isn't it? It contradicts your reasoning. You can't accept, so it's anishtam. In the same way, swabhava vaiparityagamanam. Swabhava vaiparityagamanam is very, means completely going, becoming different in its nature. Diagonally opposite in its nature. See, non-transformation, changelessness is the nature of the reality. Now if we say this, Brahman has become really the world means, we are converting the very nature. It's called vaiparityagamanam. Viparita means what? Opposite. Vaiparityagamanam, swabhava vaiparityagamanam means attainment of the nature which is diagonally opposite, completely different. That cannot happen. Why? Because nature swarupam is that which does not, cannot undergo any change at all. That which does not undergo change is swarupam. Nature. No in no any situation, no situation, it could never changes. Therefore, sarva pramana virodhat. It contradicts all means of knowledge. It contradicts all means of knowledge. Shruti pramanam, yukti pramanam, anubhav. It contradicts all reason, all means of knowledge. Therefore, he says, ajam, avyayam, atmatattvam, mayayeva bhidyate. That very important. Ajam, avyayam, atmatattvam, this unborn, changeless, truth, the atma, mayayeva bhidyate, it appears to be a universe, appears as universe, the world of duality, because of maya only. Only through maya. Only through maya, it appears as the universe. Na paramarthataha, not at all, really. It is not at all, really it has not become the universe. Tasmat na paramarthasat dvaitam. So what is conclusion of? Because of this reason, dvaitam is not absolutely real. Duality, the world of duality and plurality, which is perceived, experienced, enjoyed, is not absolutely real. Then what is this? It is empirically real, relatively real, objectively real. It does not undermine this as unreal. It is not there at all. No. It is not overvalued as absolutely real. With due value, see it exactly as it is. It is not unreal, it is not non-existent, it is not absolutely real also, it is only empirically real. Why it is not absolutely real? Because it is mithya. Why do you say it's mithya? It is only appearance, it has no independent existence. It is constituted of what? Non-substantial forms, names and functions. There is no such a thing called existence of the world independently. For it is mithya. That is made very clear. Tasmat dvaitam na paramarthasat. Dvaitam na paramarthasat. Made very clear? Okay. Now we'll go to the next verse. Actually, let me make it very clear. You know what is maya? Maya is that which seems to be there as long as ignorance of reality is. The reality of ignorance becomes resolved, maya will disappear. That's why the very meaning of the word maya is what? Maya means what? Ya, ma, sa, maya. That which is not really, that which is as though is maya. So the knowing power of reality, unmanifest is called maya. Manifest is knowledge. So maya means ignorance. Is there something called ignorance? Yes. How long? As long as it is. In the wake of knowledge, ignorance will resolve. Maya is another word for what? Ignorance. What is ignorance? The knowing power becomes unmanifest, it is ignorance. Knowing power becomes manifest, it is knowledge. So knowledge and ignorance are two different names of the only amazing, inexplicable, knowing power of the reality. Jnana Shakti, okay? Jnana Surupam, the nature of the reality, the power, it looked upon the power of reality. Unmanifest is called ignorance, manifest is called Jnanam. The source of the power is one and the same. The source of unmanifest power, manifest power, is the same. Manifest also, it is non-separate from the source. Unmanifest also, it is non-separate from source. The power can never be talked about as something which has independent existence. It is always mithya. So maya is mithya. Maya karam jagat is also mithya. It's as though. Let me make it very clear. When you see the rope, okay, suppose, no, this Taimirika Chandraha, let us take him, okay. If the person is completely blind, a completely blind person cannot see even one moon. That's the question, many moons, isn't it? Cannot see anything at all. Not completely blind means or total blindness is like total ignorance. And a clear vision is what now? Having clear knowledge. But it is neither clear vision nor is this total blindness, but some defective vision. Some cataract problem means what? Then you see many. Yeah. The distorted vision is because of what now? There's a total blindness, not total darkness. So in total ignorance, you cannot see anything. Perceiving the world of duality, a plurality, perceiving the world itself is not possible if there is total ignorance. Can you see the total? Example is what? In sleep, you do not see the world. In sleep, they do not see the world, isn't it? Where is the world? World has gone somewhere or what? The world of elements, elementals, living beings, non-living things, the world of purity, where has it gone? It is very much there, but it does not have the status of being existent. For you who are asleep, the world does not exist. If you fall asleep, the world doesn't exist for you. So what? Friends, friendship, all emotional hang, nothing is there in sleep. In sleep, what is there? Total ignorance. What is total? You do not know you are, therefore is you cannot know what you are also. And you do not know the world is. It's called not knowing the existence of the self and the world is total ignorance. Isn't it? In total ignorance, the world doesn't exist. Means the whole world becomes covered, veiled in darkness of ignorance. The whole world becomes the objective universe, including your body, mind, and complex. You have to include, okay? Becomes veiled in darkness of ignorance. This is how ignorance covers. Understand now? Veils. Then what happens? You know what you are. The knowledge rises. There's manifestation of knowledge. You know you are. You know the world exists. There's only partial knowledge of the existence of the self and the existence of the world. You know you are in the waking state. You know the world is. You only have the knowledge of the existence of the self and the world. There's a partial knowledge is there. It's like what? Defective vision. Okay? Partial. But there's still partial ignorance also is there. What is the partial ignorance? You do not know what you are. You do not know what this universe is. It is like knowing, oh, waves are, ocean is, but not knowing what this wave is, what the waves are, what the ocean is. This partial ignorance, what they are. There's ignorance in terms of what it is. It is partial ignorance. Half knowledge, half ignorance. Now, we study Shastram. And we operate separate, unique Shastram. And through the study of the Shastra, by going through Shravanam and Nidhyasanam, and you discover what I am. I am this formless, abstract reality consciousness. Reality in which is of the nature of consciousness. I, the self, am the abstract, formless reality, or am of the nature of consciousness. And you analyze consciousness repeatedly, how it is timeless, how it is spatially limited. This different lesson, okay? We had to do that also. Formless, timeless, spatially limitless, and how it is independent, how it is indivisible, how it is partless, how it is not subject to change, etc. Understand everything. Then, you also in the wake of the knowledge of the reality being consciousness, you also understand the whole entirety of the objective material universe, including one's body, mind and complex, does not exist independently from the light of knowledge. So consciousness and the world are not one. Not one. At the same time, not two also. Why complete consciousness is Atma is the nature of consciousness, Anatma, the universe is of the nature of inertness. How can you say it's one? Not one. But still not two. Why it is not two? Because the entire universe can never have existence independently outside of the knowledge, reality, consciousness. So, this universe being inseparably existent, inseparably, non-separately, exists in the light of consciousness. Therefore, we say the universe has no independent existence at all outside. Therefore, the whole material world is consciousness. When you negate it, when you negate as mithya, you are seeing the oneness of matter and consciousness through negation. It is not there. Isn't it? You understand, now knowledge is clear. Now you know who you are, what Brahman is. No more ignorance. No more Maya. So Maya will continue to be there as long as the ignorance of the truth, what I am, is. Ignorance results, Maya becomes resolved. Where will Maya go? It becomes resolved in the same Brahman. There is no Maya. Absolutely, there is no such thing called ignorance at all. There is only the abstract, formless reality which is ever of the nature of knowledge. Jnana Swarupaha Atma Brahmaivasti. Brahmaivahamasmi. And I am that Brahman. We have to see that also. You should not exclude ourselves. One has to see that. One has to see oneself being Brahman. That's when knowledge becomes complete. Isn't it? So, how can you say the universe is non-separate from the material, elemental, inert, forms and names, world is non-separate from Brahma? How can you say that? There's no way of its having existence. If you can, even half knowledge becomes unmanifest, universe disappears. Where does it exist? It's dependent on manifestation of knowledge to come to light, to have the status of being existent. Understand? Therefore, it's like when you say, in the presence of the light, all these opaque things shine. But what is the distance between the light and the opaque things? No distance. Light pervades in and through all the opaque things. Even the light is not the opaque things. But opaque things do shine only in the presence of the light. Can we ever say, let me turn off the light and still the opaque things should shine? Is it possible? Not possible. The world of opaque things can always enjoy the status of being existent only in the presence of the light. So the world exists means only in the presence of the light, light of consciousness. And that light of consciousness is the only truth, one indivisible truth, and I am the truth. All that is here is only the truth. Idam sarvam kalvidam brahma, aham brahma asmi, aham idam sarvam, I am all this whole. Is it? Therefore, dvaitam na paramarthasate, therefore duality is not real. It is as though. Finished. We'll go to the next verse.
The terms mula vidya and tula vidya, this is like
same.
And part.
Mula avidya, Swamiji, mula vidya is maya. Because mula vidya means, you can say, ignorance of the source, mula vidya. And the first, you know, this is the avidya. Mulasya vidya, mula vidya. The ignorance of the very source of it. And where does the ignorance exist? Ignorance being there is also known because of the consciousness. The knower of ignorance, in sleep, you see the ignorance, isn't it? Ignorance is object of your knowledge. Ignorance is object of, that ignorance itself is what? Object of knowledge. As long as it is there, Swamiji, it exists in Brahma. Really speaking, there is no such thing called ignorance at all. There is only Brahma. It is as though. Amazing. It is Maya. If you really analyze, is there ignorance? Absolutely, there is no ignorance. At all. There is only knowledge. It is very subtle fact. See, there is a rope, okay? And you see, now the rope for you, for us, rope appears as snake. Why does the rope appear as snake? From distance we see, okay? It appears as a snake. The appearance of a snake is purely because of what? Ignorance of what is this rope, isn't it? If you know what is this rope, and can you see it as a snake? No. Now I say, ignorance of the rope veils that rope. Ignorance of not knowing what is this rope veils the rope. Avarna. And ignorance is capable of what? Vikshepa. It can project. It veiling the rope, it makes the rope appear as snake. And how long does the ignorance of the rope exist, tell me? As long as it is known. Once you know what is this rope, in the wake of knowledge of the rope, ignorance of the rope resolves. There is no more ignorance. Is it clear? In the same way, there won't be Maya. Maya is another name given to ignorance. The ignorance is the name. Understand now. Ignorance is also not absence of knowledge. It is the unmanifest knowing power of reality. Is Maya. That's why it's not illusion. But we use the term Maya, magic also, illusion also. That's why the different context. But when you talk about Brahma, Maya, we shouldn't say illusion, isn't it? But when you say illusion, okay, it is, oh, error happened, you can say illusion, isn't it? It causes the illusion. Yeah. Okay. Now, in the following three verses, You can relax. You know why? 20, 21, 22. In all these verses, Gaudapada Acharya is going to reinforce the same teaching so that Advaita Prakaram can never be forgotten. Nidhyasana should start after this prakaranam. You must always be contemplative. You don't need to sit and contemplate. You will be in contemplation. So you're supposed to be in contemplation. If it is not possible, then I'm not a good teacher. Okay. Ajatasyaiva bhavasya jati michanti vadinaha. Jati michanti vadinaha. Ajato amruto bhavaha. Bhavaha. Ajato hyamruto bhavaha. To hyamruto bhavaha. Martyatam kathameshyati. Martyatam kathameshyati. You know, a small group of people, they hold on to the view, okay? And their view is known as Sayuta Matam. Sayuta Matam. We don't discuss too much about this because not giving too much of importance for this. Because all day we are clear. Our clarity should not be confused again. It is not for confusing. It is for strengthening, ascertaining our understanding. Again, see, still, we had, again, Acharya shows, still these are the people with different views. According to Sayuta Matam, for them, Brahman is real, therefore world also is real. See, already it has been said very clearly. Shankara Bhagavatpada's concluding sentence is what? In the commentary on the 19th verse, the last sentence of Shankaracharya is what? Dvaitam na paramartha sate. Duality is not absolute reality. Again he mentions in this, again he talks about people who still think that duality is real. How do they say? Why Brahman is Jagat Karanam? The people who accept Brahman as Jagat Karanam, not like other people. Not like, so that's why people whoever accept Brahman as Jagat Karanam are like Vaidikas. Okay? Brahman is Jagat Karanam. Brahman is real. And Jagat is Karyam of Brahman. Therefore, Jagat also is real. This is the view. If such is the view. And how they say that? See, every time the universe becomes manifest, then Brahman undergoes a change to become the universe. So then Brahman is not there anymore. When there is creation happens, Brahman becomes universe and Brahman is not there. Universe alone is there. It looks as though they said, no, we say there's no universe, only Brahman is there. We say there's only Brahma. Absolutely. If you see through right eye of knowledge, there's only Brahma. Where is the Jagat? You'll ask. But for them, when Brahman is not, only Jagat is. Completely. Again, the pralayam happens. At the time of pralayam, again, Jagat is not. The plurality dissolves. Duality dissolves, all, everything becomes as one again Brahma. So Brahman remains as immortal Brahman for some time, again become the world of mortals and plurality. After pralayam, again the world goes back to the position of Brahma. This is their thinking, okay? Therefore, World is world. Why? When Brahman is not there, world is there. So world also is real. When the world is not there, again world becomes Brahma. So after Srishti, Brahman is world. No Brahman. There's only world. After Palaya, there's no world, only Brahma. This is their view. Which means this non-dual reality Brahman somehow subjects itself to get transformed into the manifold, okay, the world of plurality. And whenever the pralayam happens, again, the world of plurality dissolves into one Brahman, undergoes change to become one Brahman. The change happens. What is this argument? Definitely this view, this argument also cannot stand scrutiny. Okay, let us see the mantra, the karika now. Ajatasya eva bhavasya jatim icchanti vadinaha. This vadinaha means what? The people who have their own argument and who dispute. The disputants, vadinaha. People of different view, and especially people of Sayutta Matam, they like icchanti. What they like? They like to see this world as modification of Brahma. They like the world to be born of, they think Brahman takes birth as this universe. Jatim icchanti. They like the origination, the part of Brahman as the universe. Now Shankaracharya is saying, Gaudapadacharya says, ajataha amrutaha, ajataha, this unborn reality, unborn atma, amrutaha, amrutaha bhavaha, who is of the nature of immortal, who is immortal by very nature, katam martyatam eshyati. In the very statement they contradict. They say Brahman is unborn. They say Brahman is immortal. Brahman is immortal by his very nature. And having said that, they say Brahman becomes the universe. Means, they mean this unborn, immortal Brahman becomes mortal. So he's asking the question, katam martyatam eshyati? How will Brahman, the immortal Brahman, whose nature is immortal, become mortal, attain mortality? Okay, Brahman undergoing a change, becoming the universe means what? Change itself is the death of the previous form. Death of the previous form is the birth of the new form. When you talk about the change and the part of Brahman, you are implying Brahman, whose nature is immortal, becomes mortal. Immortal Brahman becomes mortal Brahman. So he is asking here, how can the Atma, the unborn and whose nature is immortal, tend to become mortal? This is the literal meaning of the karika. Okay, let us see the bhashyam now. Ye tu punaha kechit, ye, there are some people, kechit means some small group of people. Ye kechit, those people, some people, and who are they? Punaha, upanishad vyakhyataraha. It's very sad for Shankaracharya to say this, okay? They also accept Vedashastram as the Pramanam. They take Upanishad as the Jnanakanda as the Pramanam. And they are interpreters of Upanishad. Upanishad Vyakhyataraha. Upanishad Vyakhyata means interpreter of Upanishad. Upanishad Vyakhyataraha. People who expound, okay, unfold, they interpret, who do the interpretation of the Upanishads, such people. Brahmavadinaha. Brahmavadinaha, they also talk highly of Brahman as the reality, Brahman as unborn, immortal, absolute reality. So, Brahmavadinaha. I mean, not like that. Brahmavadinaha means who accept Veda Shastram as the Pramanam. See, Brahma also means Veda. So, Brahmavadinaha, you can take it the two ways. Brahmavadinaha means people who talk very highly of the absolute reality Brahman as something to be of the nature of immortal, to be of the nature of immortality, birthlessness, etc. And people who also accept Veda as the Pramanam. Okay? Brahmavadinaha. Yeke chitu tu punaha. Upanishad vyakhyataraha brahmavadinaha vavadukaha. Use a very nice word, vavadukaha. Vavadukaha means people who constantly talk are vavadukaha. Vavadukaha. Vavadukaha singular, Swamiji. Vavadukaha singular. Vavadukaha plural. There are many. You know, Vavadukaha. So, Vavadukaha singular. Okay. You can say the talkative also Vavadukaha. But here, they are not simply talkative people. They think they are great people who are always involved in discussions. No, they think they are high. People who consider them, people like to be intellectual sometimes. It's another problem of, you know, whenever the sense of smallness in terms of knowledge becomes triggered and they want to prove themselves to be intellectuals. So they'd be always discussing high flown philosophy discussion. You know? They're all Vavadukaha, Swamiji. No. Dukkha, that is ka is different. Vavadukaha. K. Vavadukha visarga. Samaji, we put visarga. Vavadukha visarga. Vavadukha singular. So vavadukaha. There some people know, that's why vavadukaha. He is for garrulous. Garrulous. People who constantly involve themselves in intellectual discussions. Always. But seemingly. See, any intellectual discussion, Swamiji, rejecting Veda, when they do, their own projections, their own, isn't creations. Anyway, but here these are Brahmavadinaha. These people accept Veda as the Pramanam. Anyway, so Vavadukaha, these people, Ajatasyeva Atmatattvasya, Swabhavataha Amrutasya, Jatim Utpattim Ichanti. Jati means what? Utpattihi. These people wish to say that Brahman has birth. Brahman has creation. Which means Brahman undergoes a change to become a universe. And which Brahman? They say Brahman is Ajatam. Brahman is unborn. And Brahman's nature is Amrutaha Bhavaha. Amritasya Bhavasya. They talk of the creation, origination, birth of Brahman, which is unborn, which has immortality as its nature, which is immortal by its nature. So they contradict in their own statements. Now he, Shankaracharya, is asking, Paramarthataha eva tesham jatam chet. If for those people, tesham, if for those people, this Sayutavadis, Paramarthataha eva brahma jatam chet. If absolute reality Brahman is really born as they think, then tadeva martyatam eshyati avashyam. Tade martyatam eshyati avashyam. Definitely, certainly, that Brahman will attain mortality. Brahman would tend to be mortal. Therefore, sahacha, now he's saying, ajataha hi amritaha bhavaha swabhavataha. Sahacha ajataha swabhavataha amritaha bhavaha sanne atma katham martyatam eshyati. He says, saha ajataha atma amritaha swabhavataha amritaha bhavaha sanna katam martyatam eshyati. He says that atma, unborn atma, who is immortal by nature, remaining immortal by its very nature, how will it attain mortality? How would it become mortal? Na kathanchana. Definitely not by any means. Unborn immortal reality, unborn atma, whose nature, very nature is being immortal, can by no way, never can't, na kathanchana martyatvam, can never attain mortality. What is martyatvam? Mortality is swabhava vaiparityam katham eshyati. Swabhava vaiparitya means the immortality is its very nature, and it's going to it completely, the nature will change. It will become what? It attain mortality as its nature. It's called swabhava vaiparityam. Change in the very intrinsic nature. Okay? Change in very intrinsic nature is impossible. Why? Swabhava vaiparityam. Viparita swabhava means different nature. Isn't it? Swabhava vaiparityam katameshyati. How would it attain completely different nature? Isn't it? So he's going to say now, condemn in the following verse. If a person says, Atma's nature is immortality, Atma is unborn, deathless, changeless, this is the nature of Atma. Having talked about Atma Brahman as something of such nature, the person also says what Brahman becomes the universe, which means what he talks of Brahman is not real. Which means, according to him, even if he simply says Brahman is the nature of immortality, that is not what he does not really mean it. There is false understanding. His statement of Brahman is real, etc., is not real. Okay. Why this is a problem? Why do people say this? Calling themselves Brahmavadinaha, calling themselves Upanishad Vyakhya Taraha, isn't it? At least these people say something on their own, it's okay. And then they also go, take Upanishads. They call the Upanishad Vyakhya Taraha. If they simply say something on their own, it's okay, we can ignore. But they claim themselves to be Upanishad Vyakhyataraha. And they give all wrong interpretations. See, people who do not accept Veda Shastram, they use their own intellect and they use logic and they only take, sometimes they accept Shastram a little bit. Like Sankhyas and Vaiseshikas. Bauddhas and Jainas, they don't accept Veda as the Pramanam. So they all can make mistakes. Okay. These people, they accept Veda as the Pramanam. They talk very highly of Brahma. And they call them Upanishad Vyakhya Taraha. And they say such, you know, such things. The reason, yes, smart. So Shankaracharya says, why? This is the reason, okay? Now, the following verse is given by Gaudapada Acharya. The following verse is a beautiful verse where only one fact is mentioned. That one fact is a very important fact. Very important fact. And what important fact? The fact about, the fact means definition of Swarupam. What is Swarupam? People have no understanding of what Swarupa means. And because based it is, we can say the entirety of the Vedantic teaching has its foundation on this important fundamental law. There are many important fundamental laws, and this Swarupam, okay, so definition of Swarupam is one of the important fundamental laws of Vedanta Shastram, because the entire Vedanta Shastra teaching has its foundation on this important principle, Swarupam. Okay. So Swarupam means essential nature, intrinsic nature. And the intrinsic essential nature is that which does not undergo any change at all in any situation. And this is this one important fundamental law. With this alone, an Advaiti can easily negate all schools of thought. The one principle itself. Let us read what Acharya says here. Actually, this mantra shloka. Na bhavatyam rutam marta. Tyam na bhavatyam rutam martyam namartyam amrutam tatha martyam amrutam tatha na bhavatyam rutam martyam na bhavatyam rutam martyam namartyam amrutam tatha namartyam Tyamamrutam tatha prakriteranyatha bhavaha prakriteranyatha bhavaha prakriteranyatha bhavaha यता भावः न कथञ्चित् भविष्यति न कथञ्चित् भविष्यति न कथञ्चित् भविष्यति चित् भविष्यति. He says, amritam martyam na bhavati. Sentence number one. If we put the words correctly in prose order, sentence number one is what? Amritam martyam na bhavati. Very simple. It sounds like your language, isn't it? Like Marathi language, isn't it? Amritam martyam na bhavati. Immortal never becomes, does not become mortal at all. Then, not only that, he makes it very clear. Na martyam amritam tata. Similarly, the mortal, that which is subject to change, the mortal can never become unchanging immortal. So that which is subject to change can never become changeless. That which is changeless can never become subject to change. That which is immortal can never become mortal. That which is subject to mortality can never become immortal also. Why? Because prakritehe anyatha bhavaha. See, anyatha bhavaha means undergoing a change, becoming different. Anyatha bhavaha is equal to undergoing a change, thereby becoming different. It is not at all possible for prakriti. See, please make a note, the word prakriti in this verse does not mean matter. The word prakriti, one of the meanings of the word prakriti is also what? Nature. Okay, be careful. Prakritehe is equal to swarupasya. Anyatha bhavaha na kathanchit bhavishyati. Will never will. Undergoing a change and becoming different is possible for the intrinsic nature. It is not at all possible for the intrinsic nature to become different by undergoing a change. Okay? By no way, no means. Nakathanchit prakritehe anyatha bhavaha nakathanchit bhavishyati. The intrinsic essential nature cannot become something different undergoing a change. So he says, na kathanchit bhavishyati. Which means, anyatha bhavaha means what? Change, okay? So becoming different, undergoing a change in swarupam of anything can never take place. Can never happen. In any way. Can never happen in any way. Na kathanchana bhavishyati. This is the literal meaning of the karika. So, Bhagavad Pada says, na bhavati amritam martyam. So, immortal doesn't become mortal. Lokenapi martyam amritam tatha. In the same way, mortal also cannot become immortal. Simple meaning. Tataha, therefore, prakritehe swabhavas. Prakritehe means what? Prakritehe, Shankaracharya translates swabhavasya. Prakritehe is equal to swabhavasya. Swabhavasya should be taken as Swarupasya. Prakritehe is equal to Prakritihi is equal to Swabhavaha. Swabhavaha is equal to Swarupam. Swabhavasya Anyatha Bhavaha. Beautiful. Anyatha Bhavaha means what? Changing from being what it is. Becoming different from what it is, undergoing a change is Anyatha Bhavaha. And Shankaracharya says, Swataha Prachyutihi. I want to know this. Prachyutihi. Swataha Prachyutihi. Prachyutihi means slipping from its nature. It's called as Prachyutihi. From one's nature, Prachyutihi, slipping away from one's nature. Nakathanchit bhavishyati, never does it happen. Never does slipping away from one's nature happens. That's why Bhagavan is called Achyuta. You know, Chyutihi, Prachyutihi, Yasya Nasti, Saha Achyutaha. The one who is ever of the nature of changeless existence is Achyuta, isn't it? So Prachyutihi, Chyutihi, Swataha Prachyutihi, Nakathanchit Bhavishyati, Anyatha Bhavaha, Swarupasena Bhavishyati. Isn't it? The change never happens on the part of Swarupam, intrinsic nature. If it changes, it is not Swarupam. If something changes, it cannot be Swarupam. Understand? That's why we give the example here. Hot water is a, we have to add the adjective hot water to the water. The water is hot. You have to add the adjective as hot water. Why? There's also cold water. Comparison is important. Comparability alone needs, only for the sake of comparing, we need adjectives, isn't it? Hot water is different from cold water. So hot is what? Isn't it? Which means this is the cold water. That's not, then the heat in the water is not intrinsic. It is incidental nature. Whereas Agnau, he's going to say now, in fire, aushnyam, the heat in the fire is not incidental, it is intrinsic. Isn't it? Therefore it is said. So he says, Agneheiva aushnyasya. Shankara Bhagavata does not say too much. Only says only this much. Agnehe aushnyasya eva. Just as heat of the fire is intrinsic essential nature of the fire. It is inseparable from fire. And also what? It is changeless. Agnehe aushnyam. Aushnyam is heat. Ushna means hot. Ushna jalam, when you say hot water. Agnehe aushnyam, heat of the fire. So heat in hot water is incidental nature. Heat in fire is intrinsic, unchanging, unchangeable nature. It doesn't by itself undergo change, nor can anybody else bring out a change on the part of the fire. That's why it's intrinsic, essential nature. Isn't it? Agnehe aushnasya iva. Just as heat, the fires, the heat of the fire. The fires, how change of the heat and the fire is unchangeable. So nature, intrinsic nature is something unchangeable. So with this, 21st Karika is over. The same thing is going to be continued to the next verse also. The next Karika, he's going to say actually, Svabhavena amrutaha yasya bhavaha. Yasya bhavaha svabhavena amrutaha. Martyatam gacchati. See, if a, for a person, and something which is of the nature of immortality undergoes a change and becomes mortal, means kritakena amrutaha tasya katam nischalahas tasyati, isn't it? So what he says, I'll explain tomorrow. This immortality being said to be the nature of Brahman or Atma by this philosopher is not really meant. He has no understanding of what is immortality. He does not know what is the intrinsic nature. He simply says. It means what he says, his word is not true word. There is no truth in what he says. In the promise he makes, there's a promise that he says, yes, Brahman is immortal. That is false. There is falsehood in his speech. He says Brahman is immortal. Brahman is of the nature of immortality. But he says it undergoes a change. Which means what he says as Brahman's nature, he really does not mean it. Okay? This is going to say tomorrow, we'll see it. Om Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om 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 Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.